how she sees the divinity of Jesus. Since the confessor told me to explain to him how I see, sometimes, the divinity of our Lord, I answered him that it was impossible for me to be able to tell him anything. But at night, Blessed Jesus appeared to me and almost reproached me because of this refusal of mine. And then he made two most luminous rays flash through me. With the first one, I comprehended in my intellect that faith is God, and God is faith. I tried to say a few things about faith. Now I will try to say how I see God. And this was the second ray. While I am outside of myself, and I find myself in the height of the heavens, I seem to see God within a light. And he himself seems to be light. And in this light there is beauty, strength, wisdom, immensity, height, depth, without end or boundaries. Even in the air that we breathe, there is God himself being breathed. So, each one can make him one's own life, as indeed he is. Nothing escapes him, and nothing can escape him. This light seems to be all voice, and without speaking, all operating, while it always rests. It is present everywhere, without occupying anything. And while it is present everywhere, it also has its own center. Oh God, how incomprehensible you are! I see you, I feel you. You are my life. You restrict yourself within me, while you remain always immense and lose nothing of yourself. Yet, I feel I am stammering, and it seems to me that I am unable to say anything. In order to explain myself better, according to our human language, I will say that I see a shadow of God in all creation, because in all creation, somewhere he has cast the shadow of his beauty, and somewhere his fragrances, and somewhere his light. As in the sun, in which I see a special shadow of God. I see him as though veiled in this sphere, as the king of all the other spheres. What is the sun? It is nothing other than a globe of fire. One is the globe, but many are the rays. From this we can easily comprehend. The globe, God. The rays, the immense attributes of God. And second, the sun is fire, but it is also light and heat. Here's the Most Holy Trinity veiled in the sun. The fire is the Father. The light is the Son. The heat is the Holy Spirit. However, the sun is one. And just as one cannot separate the fire from the light and from the heat, so one is the power of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, who cannot really be separated from one another. And just as fire, in the same instant, produces light and heat, in such a way that fire cannot be conceived without also conceiving the light and the heat, in the same way, the Father cannot be conceived before the Son and the Holy Spirit, and vice versa. But all three of them have the same eternal beginning. I add that the light of the sun diffuses everywhere. In the same way, God, with his immensity, penetrates everywhere. However, let us remember that this is but a shadow, because the sun cannot reach where it cannot penetrate with its light, while God penetrates everywhere. God is most pure spirit. And we can represent him with the sun that makes its rays penetrate everywhere, without anyone being able to grab them with his hands. Moreover, God looks at everything, the iniquities, the evils of men, and he remains always as he is, pure, holy, immaculate. A shadow of God is the sun, which sends its light over rubbish and remains immaculate. It spreads its light in the fire and is not burned, in the sea, in the rivers, and is not drowned. He gives light to all. He fecundates everything. He gives life to everything with its heat, and is not impoverished of light, nor does it lose any of its heat. Even more, while he does so much good to all, he has need of no one and remains always as it is, majestic, resplendent, ever immutable. Oh, how well can one recognize the divine qualities in the sun? With his immensity, God is present in the fire, and is not burned, in the sea, and is not drowned, under our steps, and is not trampled. He gives to all, and is not impoverished, and has need of no one. He looks at everything, even more. He is all eyes, and there is nothing he does not hear. He is aware of each fiber of our hearts, of each thought of our minds, and, being most pure spirit, he has neither ears nor eyes. And regardless of any happening, he never changes. The sun, investing the world with its light, does not tire. In the same way, God, giving life to all, helping and ruling the world, does not tire. A man can hide. He can place shades in order not to enjoy the light of the sun and its beneficial influences. But he does nothing to the sun. The sun remains as it is, while all the evil will fall upon men. In the same way, by sin, the sinner can move away from God and no longer enjoy his beneficial influences. But he does nothing to God. The evil is all his own. The roundness of the sun also symbolizes to me the eternity of God, which has no beginning and no end. The very light of the sun, penetrating, is such that no one can restrict it within one's eye. And if one wanted to fix on it in its full midday, he would remain dazzled. And if the sun wanted to draw closer to man, man would be reduced to ashes. The same for the divine sun. No created mind can restrict it within its little mind in order to comprehend it in all that it is. And if he wanted to try, he would remain dazzled and confused. And if the divine sun wanted to display all its love, allowing man to feel it while he is in his mortal flesh, he would be reduced to ashes. So, God has cast a shadow of himself and of his perfections over all creation. It seems that we see him and touch him, and we are touched by him continuously. In addition to this, after the Lord has said those words, "Faith is God," I said to him, "Jesus, do you love me?" And he added, "And you, do you love me?" Immediately I said, "Yes, Lord, and you know that without you I feel life missing in me." "Well then," Jesus continued, "you love me, I too love you. And so, let us love each other and remain always together. this is how it ended for this morning. Now, who can say how much my mind has comprehended of this divine sun? I seem to see it and touch it everywhere. Even more, I feel invested by it, inside and out. But my capacity is so very small. While it seems it comprehends something about God, the moment I see him, it seems I have comprehended nothing. Even more, it seems that I have spoken nonsense. I hope that Jesus will forgive my nonsense.